thank you very much. Apparently, I had so many great thoughts in my head, they wanted me just to talk all afternoon for you. So I'm here to talk about the International Certification of Accessibility Consultants, but of the built environment. As Susanna, my co-presenter, has mentioned, as well as some other people, we talk about certification programs and different labeling programs that are out there in terms of saying, yes, this is accessible, whether it's a website or whether it's a facility or a built environment. And the question is, well, who says it's accessible? And what are the credentials behind that person? And so this program has been developed by GATES, which is the Global Alliance on Accessible Technologies and Environments. And the mission of GATES is to promote the understanding and implementation of accessibility of the sustainable built, social, virtual environments, including architectural, infrastructure design, transportation systems, habitat, and information and communication technologies, so that everyone, including persons with disabilities and older persons, are able to participate and contribute to society. So the program, the ICAC-BE certification program, the internationally certified accessibility consultant for the built environment. So this program is designed to certify access consultants currently working in the field of accessibility of the built environment. Currently, there's no set training requirements or courses that lead to this certification. The program is flexible about how people came about their experience and their education and their skill set to achieve a certification level. And it's not necessarily formal qualifications that will help you achieve the different levels. So for example, you don't need to have a university degree as an architect to become a certified accessibility consultant. So the program has a global reach. GATES is a global organization with members, I think in 50 countries and country representatives in 32 different countries. So it fills the global need to identify and classify through a certification program the wide range of knowledge, experience, and expertise among people who work in the field of accessible design and accessibility consulting. Because as we've heard from various people, there's nothing stopping anyone from just hanging out a shingle and saying, I'm an accessibility consultant and I can help you. So that's why GATES sort of felt the program was needed from the perspective of the organization, but also because we would have different companies or different organizations call and say, well, we're looking for an accessibility consultant and this is what country I live in and how can you help me? And on the flip side, we would have individuals, write to us and say, well, I have a disability and I've been practicing accessibility in country X, Y, and Z, but I'm not an architect. And so it came from both sides in terms of trying to match the need with a desire for people to have their services and their level of expertise given some kind of validation or accreditation. This program is to sort of address that need of there's a lack of any type of certification out there. So the outcome of the program is that once you go through the stages, that we'll identify professionals and individuals capable of conducting accessibility audits on buildings and drawing reviews of the built environment, as well as the associated elements of a site. So the approach to a building, parking, passenger drop-off. So although we talk about sort of the built environment and most often we think of that as sort of the structure themselves, we want to make sure that we're also looking at the urban realm that is the connecting space between all of those buildings, because if just each building is accessible unto itself, we have a bunch of silos that don't connect in an accessible way. So we want to make sure that the certification process recognizes that part as well. So there's three levels of certification. Level one is an associate accessibility consultant. Level two is a professional accessibility consultant. And level three is the advanced. So it sort of progresses based on your level of knowledge and experience and your skill set. So forgot that you're still in charge here. Level one, the associate accessibility consultant. So generally, these are persons with experience focused on doing assessments and issuing recommendations, usually just based on one specific type of disability. whether it be a physical disability, or if they have a vision disability or a hearing impairment. Often that's their focus. So what we have found is for example, a wheelchair user, say in Nigeria, and he's doing assessments because in his community, the places he wants to go are not accessible. So as a wheelchair user, he has an understanding of the environment changes that he needs to suit his disability type. So he's telling people he's an accessibility consultant and he's able to help them. And so from a certain perspective, that's true, he's able to help them from a very specific and narrow focused type of disability. Often, in addition to only sort of having expertise in one area of disability, it's also maybe only one or two areas of the built environment that they would specialize in. So either housing or an office or a place where they receive sort of services. So a level two, a professional accessibility consultant, they are persons with a more diverse background. They provide advice not just from the barrier-free perspective of removing barriers for specific disabilities, but a universal design perspective. They have experience auditing and doing assessments on buildings, as well as working from architectural drawings. And they can include recommendations with technical specifications of how to make those changes to make it more accessible, as opposed to just saying, well, this is not accessible and you need a ramp. They would be able to say, this building is not accessible, you need a ramp, this is the slope of the ramp, and this is the code requirement that you should follow. So they tend to have experience in housing, commercial, and a wider range of building types. And to get a certification at level two, you also have to have completed assessments on at least four different types of buildings. So in addition to sort of the general ones we think of office and housing, you know, we're looking, have you done commercial and cultural, education, or a hospital, something more complex. So, you know, as you want the higher level, you have to have done more things. And as part of your assessment for that level, you also have to submit, you have to at least have done five different types, and you have to submit at least three different examples of your work showing that you have done assessments on three different types of facilities. So the advanced accessibility consultant works totally from the premise of universal design approach. They think of every possible user. So every possible disability, hidden disabilities, older persons, mothers with strollers, they look at the environment of ensuring that it's usable for everyone. They're capable of working on every type of building and at every scale. So from a small office building to an office complex or a campus of a large organization. They demonstrate their experience with audits of buildings and architectural drawings. They provide technical specifications. And in addition to that, they're able to prioritize them because sometimes you'll run into situations when you're, for example, auditing a building that's going to be retrofitted and they only have so much money. You need to work with the developers to prioritize sort of the order and the costing of those types of things. At a level three, you will have participated in the development of standards and design guidelines, and you have knowledge about the UN CRPD, its implementation, as well as any human rights legislation in your own country, as well as internationally, and how it applies. So in addition to all that, as part of your work, you are also taking into consideration the access and egress needs of people with disabilities. So fire and life safety, and how does that play into the environments that you're looking at? Transportation infrastructure, accessible spaces within a site. So that's what I was talking about, the public realm, and making sure that all those accessible spaces are connected. You're getting into more complex things that aren't just sort of built environment architectural drawings, but you're doing wayfinding and acoustics and lighting and how all of those aspects play into ensuring the development of a fully accessible built environment. It's looking at all the full range of types of buildings. And so to achieve this level of certification, you have to have participated in at least 10 different types of of different facilities and infrastructure. And you have to submit examples of all these types of work as part of the evaluation process. So it's a multi-stage process. At the first stage, we ask you a bunch of questions. It's multiple choice, but it is a timed questionnaire. So we want to be able to gauge your knowledge about international, national, local building codes and standards, human rights legislation. Some of the questions are multiple choice, and then there's a few questions where we actually ask you for written answers. And we give you only a very small space to do it because we really want to gauge your knowledge. We don't want to read a novel. We want you to be really concise and prove that you know what you're talking about. So the second stage is we ask you to submit a whole bunch of material that we review. So we want to see sort of your resume and proof of work that you've done and how long you've been working in the field. Examples of your work. I mentioned earlier how many you have to submit depending on what level you're applying for. Whether you've written publications and articles and where they've been published and different conferences you might have presented at on universal design and accessibility. We're interested in your education. We ask about reference letters, so we actually want references from your clients about work that you've previously done. And we want to know about classes or workshops or how you've obtained sort of your knowledge in universal design and accessibility. And finally, this third stage is actually a live interview. So you do an interview that's a half an hour long with three expert panel members who are international experts in the field from different locations around the world who have specialties and often have some knowledge or expertise in the area, in the country that you're from. So they're able to verify and validate some of your information and answers. And so there's a fee to this, obviously, with the certification. So it depends on what level you're applying for. It does depend on whether you're from a developed or developing economic country and sort of whether you're successful on the first try or whether, you know, you require additional testing. So this year you might be a level one. Say you take some courses, you improve your education, you're able to come back and ask to be retested and to try and achieve a higher level of standing. And we do issue a certificate at the end as well, just to say what level of certification that you have achieved. And people, we list the people who have their certification on the Gates website. And if somebody were to call and say, I'm in this country, do you know of an accessibility consultant? We'd be able to at least say, yes, we know of this person and this is their skill level. And so the program had been, as I mentioned, developed because we were finding there were issues or people say, well, we used an accessibility consultant and this is what happened. We didn't get the level of service we wanted or that we needed. And we feel we didn't end up with the built environment that we thought that we could. And so this is the first certification that certifies accessibility consultants of the built environment. So thank you.